Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for February 16th, 2026. I'm Alex, here with Sam. And wow, today's feed is basically a love letter to agentic coding tools.
Yeah, it's wild. I scrolled through this morning and it felt like every other trending repo was some new piece of the AI developer toolkit. There's a clear theme here.
So let's start with the big story. OpenClaw, an open source, cross-platform personal AI assistant, just blew past 12,000 GitHub stars, making it the hottest repo in today's feed by a mile.
12,000 stars. That's serious velocity. And the key detail for me is that it's local first. You run it on your machine, on any OS, and you own your context. That's the pattern developers keep voting for with their stars.
Exactly. And it's not happening in isolation. We're seeing GitHub lodge their own agentic workflows extension, Charm Bracelet Ship, a tool called Crush for terminal native agentic coding, plus curated skill libraries for Claude Code. It's a whole ecosystem forming at once.
Right, and what's interesting is the architecture that's emerging. It's not one monolithic assistant tried to do everything. It's a local orchestrator like OpenClaw that calls out to specialized skills through agentic workflows. Composable pieces, not a big blob.
That's the signal. If you're building in this space, the advice is clear. Don't build another orchestrator. Build the best plugin or skill for the orchestrators that are already winning.
Which honestly is great advice for any platform play. Go where the gravity is.
So let's dig into some of these developer tools. GitHub's GHR extension is a big deal. It brings agentic workflows directly into the GitHub CLI. So if you're building CI/CD pipelines that involve LLM calls or automated code review, there's now a first-party way to do that.
No more duct taping GitHub actions to some external agent framework. That's huge for anyone running real production pipelines. And then on the Claude Code side, there's this tool called Get Shit Done, love the name, which enforces a spec-first workflow, so you're not just throwing spaghetti prompts at your agent.
Plus 66 curated Claude skills that turn Claude Code into domain-specific pair programmers. Database optimization, accessibility audits. You skip the prompt engineering for common tasks.
I want to shout out Charm Bracelet's Crush, too. These are the folks behind Bubble Tea and all those gorgeous terminal UI libraries. Now they're bringing that same polish to agentic coding for people who live in a terminal. No Electron, no VS Code required.
A couple more worth flagging quickly. Rag Anything from HKUDs handles multimodal documents, text, tables, images, charts, in a unified Rag pipeline. If you've been hitting walls with PDFs, this is purpose-built for that pain.
And Chatterbox from Resemble AI dropped as open-source text-to-speech claiming state-of-the-art quality. If you're building voice interfaces, definitely benchmark it against Koki and Bark.
Now, here's the counterpoint to all this agentic excitement. Martin Fowler published a piece arguing that supervisory programming, where you're reviewing AI-generated code across multiple tasks, actually creates worse context switching than just writing the code yourself.
That's interesting because it challenges the whole let AI do five things in parallel fantasy. The productivity math isn't always obvious. You think you're saving time, but you're burning cognitive overhead bouncing between review contexts.
And Jeremy Howard from Fast.ai piled on with a sharp critique of vibe coding. His argument, developers who don't understand what their AI generates are building fragile systems, period.
Both of those are essential reads if you're managing a team, adopting these tools. The links are in the briefing.
Shifting to the AI and models section, GitHub ran a developer survey on where AI coding tools actually deliver value. The answer? Boilerplate generation, test writing, and code explanation. But developers still don't trust AI for architecture decisions or complex refactoring.
So basically, trust AI with the tedious stuff, keep humans on the hard stuff. If you're building AI dev tools, that's your roadmap. Double down on the tasks developers already trust you with and expand outward from there.
There's also a fascinating argument from Latent Space that OpenAI should build Slack, that the real moat is becoming the communication layer, not just the model layer.
That one's more compelling than it sounds on the surface. If AI companies start vertically integrating into productivity software, it reshapes the competitive landscape for anyone building AI-native collaboration tools.
Okay, Security Corner. Wired is reporting that Google's AI overviews are vulnerable to deliberate misinformation injection. Scam content is showing up as authoritative answers in AI search summaries.
Yikes! So if you're building anything on top of search APIs or AI-generated summaries, you absolutely need a verification layer. Don't trust AI search output as ground truth in your pipelines. That's a real foot gun.
And news publishers are restricting Internet Archive access over fears of AI scraping. If you depend on the Wayback Machine or Archive.org APIs, start building fallback sources now. Access is getting less reliable.
That's a sad one. Collateral damage for legitimate research and archival work.
Quick hits before we wrap. CS enrollment is declining as students pivot to AI-specific majors, which means in 2 to 3 years your junior hire pool will know a lot of ML, but may lack systems programming fundamentals. Plan your onboarding for that.
That's a real hiring implication people should be thinking about now, not later.
YC Back Balance launched AI bookkeeping for small businesses with human accountant oversight, the hybrid AI plus human pattern that keeps winning in regulated domains. Also, Flashpoint Archive has preserved over 200,000 web games and Flash animations, which is just delightful.
Bless those people. And a sad note, Hideki Sato, the designer of every Sega console, passed away at 75. What an incredible legacy.
Rest in peace. All right, so the big takeaway today. The agentic coding toolchain is fragmenting into composable, specialized pieces, orchestrators, workflow studios, skill libraries, and spec systems. Don't build another monolith. Build the best plugin for the orchestrators that are winning.
And if you're adopting these tools on your team, heed Fowler's warning. Pick one agentic workflow, go deep with it, and resist the urge to run 5 AI tools in parallel. The context switching cost is real.
That's a wrap for February 16th. All the links are in the briefing. We'll be back tomorrow to see how this agentic toolchain story keeps evolving. Until then, ship something great.
And maybe just one agentic tool at a time. See you tomorrow.